The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny this morning on News Talk. Good to have you with us this morning. We all reach the stage in life where we know we're getting a bit old, that you know, you don't understand things as much as you think you do. TikTok is a big, massive black hole in my knowledge. I know that my son uses it, and occasionally he shows me TikToks, and they're kind of funny, and I can see why people would be sucked into that. I keep saying, oh, that's like Vine used to be on Twitter, and I just get this big blank face as if somebody has powered him down. So I'm getting old, and it's impossible to keep up with the changes, yet we do know that the internet is still the Wild West. It is completely unregulated, and guess what's here in Ireland? Lots of companies basing their operations here, and it falls to us to help try and regulate it. So how are we going to do that? Simon McGarr is a solicitor and he's Director of Data Compliance Europe. He's been on the programme before, and it's good to have you back, Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about the BAI in a minute because they are putting themselves forward as being the regulators of the internet. But I want to talk about TikTok, first of all, because this breaking news this morning that they are going to create hundreds of jobs, play a further key role in strengthening and safeguarding protection of TikTok user data. And guess where they're going to do it? They're going to do it from here in Ireland. So here is another one of the big beasts in the internet setting up their stall here and putting a lot of responsibility on the Irish authorities. Do we have the capability within the Data Protection Commission, first of all, if it's data security, to properly police this on behalf of everybody else who's going to use TikTok?
I mean, that comes down to a question of funding. The Data Protection Commissioner put in a request for funding at the last budget. It was severely cut, and that was before we had both the Schrems ruling from the Court of Justice in Luxembourg and this new announcement from TikTok, which can only increase the amount of work that the DPC has to do, and therefore the amount of resources that have to be paid. If the government doesn't resource the regulator isn't going to have the resources it needs to do its job.
This is a European data centre they're putting here. So it's another example of Ireland doing well and the IDA bringing in this type of business. But if the data and the data is moved through here, it is up to us to try and control it and to regulate it as well. That's an onerous task given the volumes involved. I mean, I know the Data Protection Commissioner used half be based above a shop in Port Arlington or somewhere in Port Laois. Have we seen a significant ramping up of their staff levels to deal with all of the new responsibilities that have fallen upon them?
Yes, I mean, we've seen an increase in the budget, therefore we've seen an increase in the funding. There are still elements of that funding that aren't sufficient to meet the needs of the regulator even now, even before these additional announcements. Unless we properly regulate this by way of proper funding, we're always going to be chasing our tails and trying to fund the previous battles amount of resources instead of getting out ahead of it and actually resourcing the regulator for all of the things that need to be done. And I mean, there's a very simple reason why TikTok is opening in Ireland. It has to have a data centre within the EU. We're going to see more of these data centres announced as a result of that decision about cross transatlantic transfers. We're going to see more data localized in the EU. It previously had had been considering an office in the UK, but after Brexit, they won't be in the EU, so that's not a useful location. And Ireland has both the skills and the regulatory framework that the large companies are happy with. It's also easier to find staff when there are already a nexus of companies here.
Okay, win-win for Ireland, but the internet is unregulated. We know that. It's very hard. We've seen how much effort it has taken Facebook and Twitter, even in the last 24 hours. They had to take action against the President of the United States and his campaign because they put up some incorrect information about coronavirus, and they're going to get slammed and Trump is going to threaten all sorts of things. So in steps the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, which has traditionally been responsible for regulating radio stations the likes of News Talk and RTE in more recent years and Virgin Media and so on. They're straying into an area where they haven't any real record. What are they proposing to do?
I mean, the astonishing thing is they're proposing to do so much. Currently, the plan is to fold in the the BAI into a regulator. And the regulator will have two jobs. One is simply it's taking a form that's needed under a piece of European legislation called the Audiovisual Services Directive. And that's a very sort of harmless and uncontroversial piece of EU law. We have to bring it in by September of this year. And we'd probably just about miss that deadline. But we will make it close enough, provided that the law goes through. The difficulty is that on top of this piece of sort of anodyne, harmless legislation, the government has created a bunch of local ideas for what they would also like this new regulator to do. And they've called that the Online Safety Commission, and which is a slightly Orwellian title. But so what their plan is that the commission will be able to consider what it terms harmful online content, and then it will be able to regulate it, including making sure that people take down harmful online content if they're told to do so. Now, this is separate from all of the current laws, and in addition to all the current laws about, you know, you're not allowed to put up criminal matters, you're not allowed to put up child sexual abuse imagery. Obviously, that's a matter for the guards. You're not allowed to put up private information. That's a matter for the Data Protection Commission. So this is stuff that it's not defined. And in fact, the Act has decided to say there is no intention to define what online harmful content will be.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big problem.
It is a huge problem. So if I say to you, Simon McGarr, something that you take umbrage to now, you can bring a complaint to the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. There is legislation in place that allows you to do that. Whereas if I go onto Twitter or Facebook, or if I can work out how it works, TikTok, and say something about Simon McGarr that Simon McGarr takes the same offence to as he would do if I said it on a traditional broadcast media, your angles of attack are significantly reduced. And the BAI can control a set group of radio stations and actors, because there is a set group of them. The internet is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of messages, and the resources that would be required to police it, I would argue, that would take nearly as many people as currently work in Facebook, Google, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn combined.
I'll just read you the list of things that the government has said could be designated for this kind of regulation. So all video sharing platform services, that's your Netflix, your YouTube, that kind of thing. All social media services, that's your Facebooks, your Twitter, your TikToks, your LinkedIn, etc., etc. All public boards and forums, all online gaming services, all e-commerce services, all private communication services, and private online storage services, that's your Dropbox, your OneDrive, and so on. All search engines, including Google, and all internet service providers. I mean, you really couldn't get a more ambitious list of what you decide you would ask the BAI to identify. But what's significant is it goes between, I mean, we're on the radio here. The radio has a license, and the licensing system is kind of the bedrock that underpins the regulatory system. But we don't try and regulate by a state regulator the contents of my phone calls on one-to-one communications. Person-to-person communications is a different form of communication than broadcast. Mm. And what has happened is that this model of is attempting to take the broadcast regulatory model and apply it to our interpersonal communications and our interpersonal discussions. This is the realm of opening up letters. I don't know if anybody's ever read Catch-22, opening up letters and deciding whether or not the content of what has been said from between one person and another is acceptable. We wouldn't accept it if it happened in the GPO. And I think it's the wrong idea to try and bring it in. It includes a stated intention that this will cover encrypted one-to-one messages. That's from a question and answer document put out by the department.
A WhatsApp, for example. So in other words, if you send something on a WhatsApp, or you forward, God forbid, something on a WhatsApp, they want to have a look at that to see, have you offended anybody?
They say that they'd have the power to order that it be taken down. They say that they would have the power to fine WhatsApp if WhatsApp didn't respond. Now, this is kind of strange, because the whole point of an encrypted message service is that WhatsApp has no idea what's inside the messages. They can't read them.
But that suits WhatsApp as well, though.
It does suit WhatsApp, but it suits the people whose messages are going around, It's the same reason we don't all just send postcards. We put our letters in envelopes. It's because they're private and it's for the person sending and the person receiving to read it and not everybody in between.
Really, Simon, what they're trying to do here is solve an unsolvable problem, because the gate opened on this about 20 years ago on the internet, and trying to bring an elderly horse back in is a bit of an ask. We will need to do something. Are you arguing that this is just not that something?
Here's what I'm arguing. One, the current bill that's before the Oireachtas, is the stated intention is to turn this into law between now and the end of September. Now, that'd be quite an ask at the best of times. But if you're deciding that you're going to try and regulate the content of the internet, and as you say, we are the center point for the internet outside of the United States. We're the other central point node for controlling and regulating the internet, which means that the decisions that this would make would not just affect the internet that could be accessed by people in Ireland, but it would become the center point for regulating the internet for billions of people around the world. It's quite an ask the BAI to step up to that role. And I think what we should do is separate that very ambitious idea, which may have merits, although not isn't really ready for prime time. And we simply take it away from the very standard transposition of the directive, which has already been passed into law. And we should separate those two things, because what's happening at the moment is the deadline for the directive is driving the adoption of policies that have been yoked to it, but don't necessarily have to be. They're local policies and they don't have a deadline.
OK, as I said, a smidge ambitious is the verdict, therefore. Simon, do you understand TikTok? Are you on TikTok? Are you of an age like me where you're aware of it and don't necessarily get drawn into it?
Jonathan, I am very old. I mean, you can hear it in my voice. I'm very old. Nonetheless, I love looking at the TikToks, and I don't think anybody hasn't enjoyed some of the TikToks of Sarah Cooper, who has been doing the lip syncs of Trump.
Yes. No wonder he wants it banned.
Any service which produces such gaiety for the nation surely has some benefit for all of us.
Simon McGarr, Director of Data Compliance Europe, thanks very much for joining us on YouTube.